Now, we were talking before the last little couple of songs, and I posed the question, if Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel,
yep.
where did the next generation come from?
And it couldn't have been between Cain and Abel.
Well,
because that's just not genetically possible.
Well, no, but it is acceptable in the Bible. Homosexuality, and in fact bestiality, is more than acceptable in the Bible. Now, there was a lot of begatting going on, which, of course, was the word for rooting in the Bible. And people were begatting everyone. Abraham was begatting somebody, and somebody else was begatting a bunch of other people. But it still doesn't explain the question. So
we need to find out.
We need to go to a professional. We need to know somebody who knows the Bible. And I've just realised...
Someone who's read it.
And I've just realised...
Your call could not be...
Oh, why not? Don't do that to me. And I've just realised... Do you watch Yes, Prime Minister?
Yeah, I've watched it once or twice. Right. I don't watch it religiously.
Well, in the other day's episode, Jim Hacker, the Prime Minister, had to appoint a new bishop, and he was having great trouble finding one that you know, actually believed in God.
Ooh.
So it just suddenly dawned on me as I'm dialing this number that maybe we won't be able to find one that believes in God. We're ringing the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Good morning.
I was wondering if I could speak to someone who would be an authority on the Bible, preferably the Archbishop, of course, if he was available. It's Scott O'Bazer and the Fish from NetFM in Sydney, Australia.
1 minute, please.
Thank you so much. Aren't they nice?
Very nice.
I wonder if she's a nun.
Could be.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Do they have nuns?
Hello.
Hello. It's Scott O'Bazer and the Fish from NetFM in Sydney, Australia. How are you?
This is Lambeth Palace, one of the sisters looking after the telephone.
Oh, that's very good. Are you familiar with the Bible, ma'am? Sister?
We have Bibles, yeah.
No, a question came up when we were having a chat a few minutes ago, and
I see. I don't think it was me you were talking to.
Well, no, it wasn't.
Must have been someone else.
Oh, I thought that nice girl had put us through to you and you could help us. Well, I'm happy to speak to the Archbishop if he's home.
I don't think he is, actually. No, I think he's in Liverpool or somewhere that.
Really? How disappointing. He's probably out partying still from last night.
he travels around very quickly.
Oh, okay. Well, you're familiar with the Bible, sister. You might be able to just help me out here. You know how we had Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
And then they had two children, Cain and Abel. Where did the next generation come from? Who came after that?
I don't think anybody's sure about that.
Oh. So we've just sort of like, because it's not as if either Cain or Abel could have popped down to the local 7-Eleven and picked up, or the local pub and picked up a girl, is it?
I'm afraid I don't take the Bible literally. I mean, it is not historically accurate. It's just trying to give a picture
of
how things were.
That's an interesting... I was just going to say, that's a very interesting statement, because I don't know if you're aware, but in Sydney, they've just appointed a new Archbishop of Sydney, whose name escapes me.
George Pell.
No, he's the Catholic one, isn't he?
Oh, sorry.
No, he's the other side.
I better take it back. Sorry.
Take that back. He's the left footer. Anyway, this chap, there's been quite a bit of controversy in today's media, because the new Archbishop of Sydney has criticised the Prime Minister of Australia for being out of touch with God. Because in the Bible it says a number of things, and so the Archbishop here is, you know, very focused on the Bible, and our Prime Minister's not.
Dr. Peter Jensen.
Peter Jensen, that's it. So that's interesting that you don't take it as literally as this chap does.
No, I'm much more interested in what Jesus said, not what the Old Testament historians. I mean, I think it's very interesting, and it shows the struggle and how the Jewish nation was born, and how we learned about God's will as one God demanding that we keep the commandments. I think the history is marvellous.
Right.
It's much more important to look at what Jesus told us New Covenant.
It's sort of like the difference between Pop Stars 1 and Pop Stars 2. The second one's a bit better, isn't it?
Yeah.
They got the hang of it sort of the second time round.
I wonder if they'll do like another version. You know how they've got Star Wars and now they're doing Star Wars Episode 1. I wonder if they'll like have the Old Testament Part 1, which is sort of much more older than the original Old Testament, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Just a thought.
Just a thought. Okay,
yeah.
Well, maybe.
Mm,
well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We haven't been able to learn the answer, unfortunately, but thanks very much anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I shouldn't bother about things that don't matter much.
Oh, no, I'm not going to sleep tonight if I don't know this.
Oh, gracious.
I'm going to be disturbed.
Oh, dear, no.
Thank you very much for your time, sister.
Goodbye, anyway.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, isn't that interesting?
I don't know. I don't know how to take that.
She doesn't believe in the Bible,
basically.
doesn't that just go to prove what I said about that Jim Hacker episode?
As soon as you go into the detail, and we're not really going into much detail when you think about it, are we?
We just want who came next.
Yeah, who came next. Like, it was pretty fundamental.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, what colour was his shirt?
Do you think they speak English at the Vatican?
Well, we had that trouble once before, remember?
At the Vatican?
When we rang up a phone box or something and they're going, ciao, bella, eh? Remember that one?
Yeah, I do that.
Vaguely?
Yeah, but that was outside when we were trying to pick up a chick outside the Vatican.
Okay.
Okay, if anyone knows, studio@netfm.net or if you're in Australia, 1-800-60-70-10, who came after Cain and Abel? I'm really determined. This is going to piss me off now. I need to know. I've got to find somebody who can tell me. Let's ring the Pope. Maybe the Queen knows, because at least she believes in the Bible.
Well, she's the head of the
church. Hey, that's an interesting question. How come they won't ordain women as ministers in the Anglican Church, but the head of the Anglican Church of England is in fact a woman?